VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge.
Hey sis, what are you doing? I thought you were recording a pronunciation challenge.
No, I'm not. Why would you think that?
You told me to shut up, so I thought you were recording something.
I did not tell you to shut up. I told you to be quiet.
It's the same thing. So, what are you doing?
I actually was planning on recording, but then I saw this article. Do you know that in the DC universe, there is more than one Earth?
Nerd.
No, listen, it's super cool. The Wonder Woman that we're familiar with is actually from Earth 2. The Supergirl series on TV is from Earth 38. Superman and Batman are from...
Okay, enough of this nerdy talk. I don't know much about this comic, nerdy superhero stuff, but my teacher recently told me there is actually something called a Super Earth.
Are you serious? Are there any superheroes on there? Supergirl? Batwoman? The Flash?
No, but there could be other species living there.
Whoa, tell me more!
How about I show you and the pronunciation challenge listeners a video instead?
Yes!
Okay, but before that, let's practice today's sentence.
Astronomers have found dozens of potentially habitable planets outside of our solar system. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Astronomers have found dozens of potentially habitable planets outside of our solar system. Okay guys, that is the sentence of today. 接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips. 首先 astronomers, 它可以分音节念 A 念短的 A 的音 us, 再来 T-R-O-N, 那个第一个 O 呢念短的 A 的音 astra,astronomer, 再来后面那个 O 念短的 A 的音 astronomer, 再来 M-E-R-S 加上去 astronomers, okay? Astronomers have found, 这边的 have 的 V-E 跟 found 的 F 可以连在一起 have found, 再来 have found dozens, found 的 D 跟后面那个一样是 D 开头的 dozens 可以连在一起 have found dozens, 那这个 dozens 的那个 O 呢记得念 R 的音 dozens, 再来 dozens of, dozens 的 s 跟 of 又可以连在一起了，所以呢，这样子就是 have found dozens of, OK, 四个字可以连在一起。再来 potentially, 那个 po 的那个 o 念 a 的音 potentially, 再来下一个字 habitable, 你可以先念 habit, 再来加上 able, habitable planets outside of our, 这个 of 跟 our 可以连在一起 of our solar system, solar 的那个 lar 它可以念起来像是 ler 一样 solar system, 那个 y system 的那个 y 可以看成 i 去发音 system, 好，这就是今天的 pronunciation tips。我们把这句话再重复一遍。Astronomers have found dozens of potentially habitable planets outside of our solar system. 接下来我们来看今天的 vocabulary。The first vocabulary of the day is astronomer. Astronomer. Astronomer 是名词，意思是天文学家。The newly discovered star attracted the attention of astronomers around the globe. 一颗星星吸引了各国天文学家的注意。那因为后面有 ER 嘛 ,astronomer, 所以就知道他是在讲一个人。那如果是 astrology 的话呢，它就是指占星术或是占星学，一样是名词。来举一个例子。He first learned astrology to impress the girls in his class, never thinking that he would fall in love with it.他一开始学占星术是为了吸引班上女生的注意，没想到最后竟然会爱上他。那如果是 astronaut 的话呢，就是指太空人。astronaut. For example, Videos of people trying real astronaut food have been trending on YouTube. 试吃太空人吃的食物曾是 YouTube 上的流行。再来，我们来看下一个单字 habitable。habitable。habitable 是形容词，意思呢是适于居住的或是可以居住的。For example, Mars is the most habitable planet in our solar system besides Earth.除了地球之外，火星是我们太阳系中最适合人类居住的星球。再来，我们来看看 habitat。habitat 它是名词，意思呢是动植物的生长地或是栖息地。那 habitable 这个字呢，就是从 habitat 来的。好，我们来一个例子 ：Cutting down trees will destroy some of the animals' native habitat。砍伐树木会摧毁动物的野生栖息地。那再来，我们来看 inhabit。inhabit。Inhabit 是动词，意思呢是居住于。For example, some Aboriginal tribes still inhabit the more remote areas of our country. 有一些原住民族群呢，至今还住在偏僻的山区。再来，我们来看今天的最后一个单字 ，solar system。solar system 它是名词片语，意思呢是太阳系。By the age of 3, he had already memorized the names of the 8 planets in our solar system. 他三岁的时候就可以背出我们太阳系中的八个星球。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Instead of doing two voices myself as I usually do in the intro, today I had my real-life younger sister to help out. Her name is Jamie.希望你们喜欢今天的状况句。今天的开头来录音的是我真正的妹妹，她的名字是 Jamie。So I hope you guys like our content for today. But before you go, remember to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.